to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbi's Radio. My name is Grant Chappell, joined by my loyal co-host and friend, Darren Brownie Brown. What's doing, Brownie?
Yeah, not too much, chaps, and g'day to all the listeners out there. And we've just gone live on Instagram for the first time in many, many months. We don't know how the sound is, so if we can get some feedback from you guys out there. It will be a 15 to 20 minute podcast. You can find us on Spotify or Apple, but if you're watching this live, hope you enjoy the show.
You don't have to worry about it because you're listening to it now. But anyway, it is available there on Apple and Spotify after a big Easter long weekend. The Bunnies come up with a win there. First win of the season. Got off to a tough start, but the boys have stuck to the process and turned up with an outstanding performance, 97% completion. The best completion rate since they've been recording stats at the club. Nothing has ever been higher than that. So all you can do is improve from week to week. And when you look back at that Roosters game, the improvement in 7 days was pretty big, Brownie.
Yeah, it certainly was, chaps. So it was a much-needed win against the Bulldogs, and we've already spoke about that on the recap. And if you haven't listened to it, make sure you go back to the Spotify show and listen to the recap. But, yeah, look, a much-needed win. And like you said, we need to improve again this week. High completion rate last week. We need to complete high again this week against the Warriors because they're a big side and they complete well as well. So, yeah, very important that we get off to a good start.
Yeah, they've had some seasons there where they've had high completion rates as well. When they do that, a big side like that, they're going to burn you out defensively and you'll have not much left in attack. And that's what we don't want anyway. We've got a big game this week against the New Zealand Warriors, 3 p.m. there on Saturday at Acor Stadium, our second home game in consecutive weeks, second home game of the year. And he's dropped his side here, mate. And Isaac Thompson comes in for AJ, who was injured with about 10 or 12 minutes to go, showed a bit of courage there, 5 or 6 minutes with a crook hamstring. He had a turn and chase on a couple. One of them, he fell over the dead ball line there, and Crichton nearly put the ball down for a try. So well done to AJ for toughing it out there until they got a replacement out. And Sean Kepi comes in for Shaq, who's on 11-day concussion stand-down protocol. Kepi's done the job before. He's a big unit, and nice little name to see there, a little budding star himself there. We've been speaking about this bloke since we laid our eyes on him early last year in a trial match. Jai Gray named on an extended bench, Brownie. But I'll start with Itom. Your thoughts on Itom coming in, mate?
Well, look, he's probably the obvious choice, isn't he, chaps? Specialist winger. We spoke about him a couple of weeks ago on the show. He's lost a lot of weight in the off-season. He's done the hard work. He's improved his speed a little bit. Don't know how many games he's had post-injury that he's came back from. I'd say it'd only be a couple of games. But, look, the obvious choice, personally, I would have went probably with Cam Murray in the centres. We spoke about it once again on the show the other day. And, look, I just believe that you've got to get the best players out there, a little bit like State of Origin. You get the best 17 and you fit them in where you can. They play Tom Trbojevic in the centres. He's a fullback. Look, we might have lost a little bit of speed, but we've got football awareness out there when you've got Cam Murray in the centres. But look, happy with Itom and he'll do the job.
Look, Cam Murray, you can put him anywhere. I could put him in the hot dog stand. He'd do better than the bird at the hot dog stand, but that's just what he is. No, I'd rather him in the middle there, Brownie. And we didn't just train, 6 months of the off-season getting these outside backs prepared, ready for a first-grade level to turn around and put someone in over the top of them. I think it could create a bit of unrest, to be honest, Brownie. I'm not too disappointed with Isaac Thompson coming in. I thought it could have been Gay Guy or Kenner. There's not much between those three. Mm. I think Isaac Thompson's probably that little bit more of a better finisher. He's played 47 New South Wales Cup games for 49 tries, one of the best strike rates of all time in that grade. So if he gets half a chance, he's never been on the end of a shit-hot back line like this. don't be surprised if he goes over the stripe for a couple this week.
Yeah, you mentioned Jacob Gagai there. He is also on the extended bench, chaps. Now, what has he done wrong from Vegas?
Jacob Gagai,
I thought he had a great game in Vegas.
So did I. I thought it might have been an eligibility thing. I know they had to get an exemption to get him into round one, but if you're named on an extended bench, I presume that you're eligible to play. Look, I'm not sure. Maybe it's a left side, right side thing. He has played predominantly his football on the right hand side, whether it's right centre or right wing. They're happy with what the centres out there are doing. Isaiah Tassi, you can't complain about the output you're getting from him. A big, strong, tough kid who just keeps turning up every week. And Tane Milne, one of my favourite players in the club. Just one of the toughest, most team-oriented blokes we've got. So,
geez, he's been in... I mean, look, he's been in good form over the last couple of weeks in a losing side. He was great again last week. His tough carries are really strong. He makes over 150 metres every game. Very safe. Look, someone got on the outside of him last week and they scooted around him and scored. Probably not the quickest winger, but one of the safest wingers. And I'm liking watching and what Tane's doing over the last couple of weeks.
Tough as nails, mate. There's a few questions coming in, but it's on the angle there. I don't know if I can read that.
Yeah, Gagai.
Gagai had a niggle after Vegas whilst he was fit. He was...
Well, there you go.
He wasn't first choice. Well, there you go. Thank you very much, whoever that one was.
But we are going live here to all the people listening on Spotify. We're live on Instagram. So if the sound is not too good, can you please let us know? If you can hear us clearly, that'd be greatly appreciated.
And then the other change there was Shaka, who I thought had a big game. Showed the power of him, showed the skill of the bloke, how hard he's worked to get in the position that he is at the moment, Shaq Mitchell. Disappointed for him to have the 11-day stand down. I suppose he was probably on the better end of the other fella, Preston. He fractured his jaw or something, so he's out for quite some time. Kepi comes in. He played New South Wales Cup the other day, Brownie, and he come up with that error. He's got a bit of an error in him, Kepi, but he's very aggressive and almost come up with a winning play in the grand final. They're up by two. Dogs are coming off their line. He come up with a big shot. There was a loose ball. He went over and picked it up first on the pill and put over Bailey Bentley Harpe for what I thought was a match-winning try, but the referee brought it back. So,
Yeah, look, Sean Kepi, obviously the key signing in the off-season from over the bridge there at Manly Warringah Seagulls. He started in the first couple of games, started in Vegas, then he played against the Roosters and he was dropped for last week's game for some reason. But look, he's a big body, he's got a high work rate, and hopefully he can do the job against these Warriors because they've got a big pack of forwards who like to roll forward.
Indeed. Before we get to the Warriors team, Jai Gray on the extended bench. A bit of reward there for a bloke who stood out, especially weeks one and two. He's probably the best player in the field in New South Wales Cup. Last week, a little bit quieter, made a couple of errors, but still had an impact on the result with some just foot speed when he chimes in.
Well, there's been a lot of noise and a lot of talk about Jai Gray being pulled into the side over the last couple of weeks, and I'm probably one of them persons who think Jai Gray should get the opportunity, and he's one step closer now. He's been named on the extended bench, so they're seriously considering Jai Gray over his form over the last couple of weeks in New South Wales Cup. He's been braining them. You see the highlights on the New South Wales Rugby League website if you don't get down to the games. He's been in really good form in the lower grades, and he won't be too far away of making his debut.
No, he won't be. And if you want to see some of those highlights there on Rabbitohs Radio Podcast YouTube channel, there's plenty of highlights there of Jai Gray cutting them up in all sorts of grades. Anyway, looking over at that Warriors side, Charns, Nickel, Clockstead comes back. I don't think it's actually a blessing in disguise. They took Roger Tuivasa Sheck out of the fullback position where the poor blokes last week from Newcastle, he broke two ankles. That's two sidesteps. He left one bloke on the deck, the other bloke clutching at thin air and marched his way up the field, even bumped someone off on that classic Roger Tuivasa Sheck run.
Probably got the best footwork in the NRL in terms of his sidestep and the way he moves. He's very well balanced. And like you chaps, yeah, I'm probably glad to see him out of the fullback position and move back into the centres, but still a very dangerous player in the front line, and we've got to be on our game to watch Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
And the other one was Luki Metcalf from the Sharks. They recruited him a year or two ago. He's been playing good football, out for a while, which brings in Tamari Martin. So Tamari Martin comes in.
Barry Channel lookalike.
Yeah, he is too. He's a fair veteran.
Shout out to you, Baz.
He's been around the traps. Sean Johnson's in good form. But I think it's the middle of the field. If we can match them in the middle of the field or try and control them, it's going to go a long way to winning the football game. Adding Fanua Blake, arguably the best forward in the game.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've seen the game last week against the Newcastle Knights, chaps, but they just rolled through the Newcastle Knights. They played a power game. They didn't shift the ball much at all until they got into attacking positions. And they just try and go through you, not around you. And that's something, you know, all their forwards, they make so many metres. I'm sure three or four of them made over 150 metres last week just by their power game. And that's something that we've got to get right is our defence. Stop, slow the play of the balls down because they're a big side.
Yeah, I think they're big three for mine in the forwards. Adam Fanua Blake, Tohu Harris, and also off the bench, Bunty Afoa. Once them three start rolling down the middle of you, it's good night, Loretta. You don't want to be up against them. But look,
The good thing is we're playing at home at Acor Stadium. We're not playing over there in New Zealand where they, you know, they get a full house full of the Kiwis. But, yeah, if you're around Homebush on Saturday, 3 p.m., make sure you get out to Acor and support the boys.
Yeah, how do you think that one's going to go, Brownie?
Oh, look, we've just got to get a bit more confidence in our attack. We completed high last week. We've got to complete high again this week. Play a little bit more footy, and I think we can, you know, go two in a row.
Yep, I think we'll go close there. I think it'll be a 1-6 margin to the Rabbitohs, as long as we can hold those middle three, what we just talked about from the Warriors. They are absolute beasts. We might go onto the pathways there. New South Wales Cup's going to be played at Acor. A little prelude for the main game. 12:40, Acor Stadium. And a familiar name there, Brownie. A top 30 player, Leon Tahau, gets a chance. Been playing a bit of Jersey flag this year and the past couple of years, but maybe looking to blood him up there to give him a chance in first grade in the future.
Yeah, he's got a bit of speed about him, Leon. He's an exciting player. Been playing in the lower grades over the last couple of weeks. Gets his opportunity to play in the New South Wales Cup team and a very strong New South Wales Cup team as well, who were unfortunately just beaten on the bell, like you said just before earlier in the show, chaps. But they had a good win the week before. But Lachie Ilias is there. Young Peter Mamazelis is in great form. Havili is not playing this week. He's out injured. You might have noticed that he's not in any of the teams. So he'd be one they might sorely miss.
Yeah, Pete, Lachie and Jai have been real standouts this year. Them three blokes in the spine. And the other one's been Dion Tiupa, who missed the game last week. Give Bailey Bentley Harpe an opportunity. He comes back into the side. I think he had a bit of a personal tragedy there. So shout out to you, Dion. Chin up some. We'll like to see you out there.
He's a good player too.
Getting
chaps.
Amongst it, yeah. And Caelan Miller, Fijian international, comes in. Big body. He gets his first opportunity of the season. So interesting to see how he goes in the back row. One to look out there for you, Adam Christensen from the Burley Bears. A rangy back rower, can play centre. He's someone that might be able to come in and do a job a bit like Michael Cheekham does in our first grade side. Cover a few positions. Thomas Fletcher, I call him the big five. You've got Hazen Mellers, Liam LeBlanc, Joe Gray. You also got Ty Ty Munro. Mate, they're the big five coming through. Only one of them's available to play this week. They're all injured at the moment. Thomas Fletcher's got a groin injury.
He's had a bad run, hasn't he, of injuries. He can't get some momentum. Try to put three, four games together. He's came up with another injury. And it's the same as the other boys too, chaps. They've had a lot of injuries over the last 12 to 18 months, these boys. The big five, you like to call them, chaps. We haven't seen a great deal of them, but hopefully they can come good with their injuries and we see a lot of footy from them in the back end of the season.
Yeah, Hazen Mellers had an awful hamstring injury at the back end of pre-season. He was looking really good. Big, strong, rangy outside back. Got a great pedigree. Comes from a basketball background. Mother and father are both professional athletes, former professional athletes. And Liam LeBlanc, he was touted as like a Jai Gray-style player, small forward who just goes all day, tough as nails. He had a bit of a heart condition, so...
Oh.
They're trying to ease him back into that, and he'll be fine when he comes back. He'll be operating at 100%. His heart was only operating at 80%, the doctor said. So
wow.
I can't imagine what we're going to get another 20% out of that fella. So Yeah, a couple of injuries there to deal with. And in the Jersey flag, playing down at Old Erko Oval. We go into Erko Bowling Club after that for a few schooners, I reckon.
Gee,
not a bad spot down there. A
lot of history down there, Erko Oval. You've got no names across the road.
Oh, what a spot.
I know for a fact Johnny Lewis trains down there every morning, takes a boxing class down there. So, yeah, a lot of history there. The Wood brothers, Garth and Nat, only live around the corner. And a good mate of ours, Gerald Simons, still lives down there and trains down there every day. Shout out to you, Jezza.
And we're playing the Warriors in all three grades there. That's flag, New South Wales Cup and first grade. So they're normally pretty strong. They're normally big boppers. And just looking at that, a couple of little changes in that lower grade flag side, but they're looking to get back on the horse. 2-2 at the moment. Start off with two wins, but come up with against the two reigning grand finalists and were probably humbled a little bit there, touched up, but the boys will be looking to get back on the horse. Yeah, if you can, follow us on Spotify and Apple and please share it. Follow us there on all our social media platforms, including Twitter.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to Sean Kepi. He does a lot of work with a foundation, What Ability. It is Autism Month in April, and he does some tremendous work there with What Ability. So, yeah, get right behind that. And, yeah, well done, Sean. You're doing some great stuff away from the footy field.
And it was an interesting night there at the South Juniors, having the first player draft that I can remember in the club. But
that'd be the first one in any A-grade, chaps.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they do it in any other ones. But obviously, it's like a portability program. So anyone that doesn't make that Jersey flag side in the top 17 or 18 players, they'll be eligible to go back to a club they were chosen to last night. Or
yep,
there was a couple of players that were just designated to them. They might have been juniors or have a link to that junior club. So, yeah, it would have been a very interesting night up there at the juniors. Sounds like all the clubs are pretty happy with what they got.
I think Jack Field, I think he might have ended up at Mascot, that
Craig,
wonderful club.
Craig Field's young bloke. Yeah, there he goes all right too.
Yeah, so there would have been a pool of about 20 players that went into the draft. And Jack Field, the kid you just spoke about, Adam Christensen, he ended up at Mascot. The Rovers ended up with a couple of players that they were very happy with. So we've got the list there.
Yeah.
And you got the list there, chaps?
I didn't end up getting it sent to me, but I think...
Just while chaps tries to find that, we'd just like to thank our sponsors as well. We've got a number of sponsors, Darryl Lee, the Juniors Group of Clubs, Site Pizza, NG Farrell Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Adam Sampson Finance. So we've got a number of sponsors that support this particular show, and you can find them all on our social media pages.
No worries. Yeah, we'll get back to you on that player draft there by the South Juniors last night. I've just lost the list here, but all good. We'll get back to you another time. We might have a chat to someone who was a part of that one, the great Benny Hill, the man on the hill. But that might be about it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio.
Well, that's about it. Once again, to all you people watching the live stream here, in terms of live on Instagram, we thank you for your support. And like I said, you can listen to the full podcast on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Up the mighty Rabbitohs.
Up the Rabbitohs.
We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Darryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.